Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by Dr. Mike Emlett and Dr. Tim Lane. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
This week, we're going to discuss grace and law in parenting. And the question we receive goes like this. How does one maintain a good balance between law and gospel in parenting?
Oh, I feel like I deal with that question every day. What comes to mind is Luther's illustration of the drunken peasant who falls off the donkey on one side to license and permissiveness, or off to the other side of law and legalism. And I think that's what the question is getting at, that it's so easy to be imbalanced in our parenting, mm-hmm. either to move towards the, if you will, the grace side, which we maybe equate with permissiveness, although I don't think that's maybe the true understanding of grace, right. Or we lean toward the law side of things, when in fact it is both. Mm-hmm. It is both. There's a gracious law or a lawful gracefulness that is necessary in our parenting, mm-hmm. and I struggle with that balance.
Yeah, I mean, my initial response to the question is I don't like the grace versus law, because yep. I don't bifurcate, yep. you know, justification, sanctification, but functionally, that's where you struggle and live. Mm-hmm. I think some of this is a bit age-specific as well. Early on, when children are younger, the discipline is going to look different than it looks like with someone who's 13, 14, or 15.
Right.
I would still say, though, that probably a mark of a good parent is going to be something that we see in the character of God and the way that he deals with us, and it's erring on the side of patience. Mm-hmm. I remember my kids were just beginning to move towards the teen years. I remember talking to a wise friend who's a counselor, and he and his wife were talking to me and my wife Barbara, and they said, as you walk with your kids through these teen years, we're just going to encourage you to err on the side of saying yes. And, it sounded a bit shocking.
Yeah. Now you're convicting me. Tim, you're convicting me.
That sounds shocking.
But, and my tendency is to say no. Mm-hmm. Another right. parent who's more permissive, that says, oh, great. You know, I don't have to have hard conversations with my kids. But, we did err on the side of yes. We were very flexible with our kids. And then whenever we saw a pattern, or whenever we had concerns about something that was beginning to look consistent in their lives that concerned us, then we could have that conversation. Mm-hmm. And we would often lead with, your mother and I are very flexible. We want to err on the side of working with you. And inevitably, our kids, even in the midst of us having that hard conversation, they would shake their heads and say, yes, you all have been. Mm-hmm. And it allowed us then to say, because we don't always bring up difficult things with you, or we're not always raising issues with you, the fact that we're doing it now means that it's probably something that is significant enough mm-hmm. for us to talk about. Mm-hmm. So that was counsel that was helpful for me as a parent, particularly as mm-hmm. I was moving into those teen years with my kids.
You know, that makes me think about Dr. Pallison saying, there are the two most important areas of our children's lives we don't have control over. Mm-hmm. Their eternal salvation mm-hmm. and their ultimate physical health. Mm-hmm. And so there's freedom then. Mm-hmm. We can have patience because we can't control. We're not their
right,
saviors.
Right. Yeah.
And so when we're not their saviors, we don't necessarily need then anymore to micromanage every decision they make. Mm-hmm. That doesn't remove us all of a sudden mm-hmm. from wisdom right. and engagement, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think that sometimes that we have this, we bifurcate, grace and law, because we're not realizing, or we're not recognizing, this is in the context of relationship. It's not just, I mean, I think this question often comes up in the context of how do I handle, particular behaviors that, disobedient behaviors in my children. But the goal is not simply to get a child to conform or to have a compliant child, but to walk with them in such a way that their heart is more drawn to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And as you say, Andrew, that is something that happens also as we're praying for our children. And and so I think that we're tempted to kind of be imbalanced in our parenting, maybe when we're just focusing on the behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it becomes an identity issue. You know, if my identity is grounded more in the kind of child I am forming, more than my identity is grounded in Christ, mm-hmm. it's going to shape the way I do parenting. Mm-hmm. It could make me a very controlling parent, mm-hmm. because I've got to form this kind of child, and people are watching. You know, right. People in the pew next to me are watching, and my child is fidgety. You know, that's where it comes out.
Yeah.
Or it could move you in a completely different direction. There's nothing I can do. Therefore, I'm just going to remove myself altogether.
Yeah. Right.
And God is saying, no, the fact that you aren't in control is actually liberating, and it allows you to step in ways that are appropriate as a parent.
And not fearful.
And not fearful, right. Not controlling,
yeah.
And to do that in a gracious way. So you bring that. The image I like is the image of a shepherd. And the image that I struggle with is oftentimes being a drill sergeant with my kids, and God saying, they don't need a drill sergeant. They need a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And only the gospel can shape my life in such a way that his character begins to get expressed in the way that I love them, I encourage them, I correct them, I challenge them. And again, in the midst of that, failing and going to them and admitting my failures and asking for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Those have been powerful opportunities for my children, I think, as they've watched me and Barbara parent them, see the gospel mm-hmm. at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's parents owning their failings with the child and asking for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And the older they get, the more profound that is.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the takeaway line. They don't need a drill sergeant. They need a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe that's the title of your next book, Tim.
It may be.
I'll read it.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.